All right, Contines, this is going to be a quick one. I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Friday and update you on my week. So, this is my first full week, I guess, Monday through Friday, being quarantined from work. And I got to say, I'm adapting pretty damn well to it. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, and I think I have, but I've looked at this whole quarantine thing as like sort of a blessing for self-love. I've been able to read more. I've been able to digest more content and really just spend more time with the in-laws and somewhat my wife. Now, my wife has been putting in a little bit more hours just because she's a caretaker and she also nannies two children. So with them being out of school, that means she's obliged to work a little bit longer. With me doing door-to-door sales, we're shut down. And that's not a bad thing. It's, you know, it's my income, so it is what it is. But overall, it's for the best. I have been applying for some temporary work. That way, I'm literally not just sitting around the house. And of course, that takes a little bit of time, but we'll see. I'm actually really excited by about one opportunity that I may turn into a career, on top of the Vivint, on top of the Icont, even on top of the CBDs and stuff like that. So I'm not going to announce it yet because I have some background checks going through, and it's a high profile situation. So I'm not going to announce it on here, but I'm really excited. So hope for the best. What have I been up to this week? That's the question that needs to be answered on this Good News Friday. So the best thing is I've been tidying. I usually do that anyways, but this week's afforded me a lot more time to like actually designate time to tidy and to purge and get rid of things. So slowly I've been doing that. Now, knowing that this COVID thing is going to quarantine us much longer than just a couple weeks, and if you think otherwise, you should probably start preparing yourself mentally that this is going to be, you know, at least a couple months. I would say a month minimum of everything shutting down. Now, here in Laredo, Texas, they literally today just sent out a memo that starting at midnight, we are on full lockdown. So there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. There is supposed to be no one but essential medical personnel out and about, or if you're going to work or coming off of work. Besides that, you are supposed to stay home. You can go out. So I thought this was neat. I don't know if they've done this in other municipalities or other states, but here in Laredo, Texas, they specify that, yes, you can leave your house, like if you want to go for a walk or a jog or go exercise, but you should distance yourself from others. So I think tomorrow, I meant to go like Wednesday or so or Thursday and go play basketball. There's a Mormon church right down the road, Church of Latter-day Saints, like literally 3-minute drive from my house that has a single basketball hoop that never gets used. So knowing that churches are shut down, that's private property. It's a church property and I can't get cited for being on there. That's where I'm going to go play basketball tomorrow and probably for the next couple weeks. I do have a park right across the street that has two full courts. And like one of the full courts has, you know, that it has the full court and then it has the ones that are like side by side. So it has, what, 6 hoops, but that entire park is shut down. So we have tons of cops and law enforcement that live in our neighborhood. And we have a ton of cops and law enforcement that patrol this area. I'm not running any risk by going there because they've completely shut it down like they've done with a lot of public parks. So I'm just not going to risk it. I also don't want to give the idea that it's okay, right? And have run the risk of like some high schoolers or any other families thinking it's okay to like bring their whole family out to the park and like play around with other people. Like, that's the whole point of quarantine, is like stop, like flatten the curve, stop spreading it and all that. So I know with the church, the basketball hoop's kind of like out of sight. So that's where I'm going to go hoop. Just get some exercise, get out and get some fresh air. I urge everyone to get out. I got out of the house today for the first time in 48 hours. And it was go pick up more vodka. but definitely necessary. But yeah, so good news. I really don't have like ecstatic news to share, except for the fact that I've gotten more sleep. I've had more time to meditate. I've had more time to read and just relax without like guilt. You know, with my job, my schedule's always been flexible, and I've definitely taken advantage of that. But now it's like, okay, like I'm working every day to get a job temporarily because I don't know how long this is going to last. And of course, as long as there's not a way to treat and combat this, they're not going to let us knock doors. So plain and simple, I just think it would be irresponsible for us. There were people up until last week, same as I, that were knocking doors, and now on all the forums, you don't see anyone talking about it, period. Everyone's doing like telemarketing, cold calling, lead generation, and all that. So I think that's good. Props to a lot of the door-to-door industry for being more responsible and not looking at this as like a cash grab, like, oh, everyone's home. It's like, yeah, everyone's home. And I think everyone learned pretty damn quickly that everyone's home, but no one's buying, right? Like the rate of purchases is significantly lower, especially here in Laredo. Laredo is like, if you know the industry, Laredo is the honeypot when it comes to alarms. We're right here on the border. Crime is pretty significant here. It usually revolves around the border and usually revolves around like drugs of some sort. So people are pretty aware that alarms are necessary here in this area. So selling an alarm, especially Vivint, not terribly difficult at all. But with the recent developments in COVID, everyone is scared to spend money on stuff like that, especially getting into an agreement to pay a monthly service payment is not happening. So hence why, like, I'm not leaving Vivint or anything like that. It's just hence why I'm looking for just some temporary work to do on the side and, you know, continue to pay bills and continue to save and invest and stuff like that. So it's just something that I'm doing. What's another big thing? I don't know. I really wanted to keep Good News Friday short on purpose. Like, these episodes are supposed to be just like rah-rah, get you excited for the weekend, and just a nice little send-off. I know that I am finally... So my wife picked up, maybe a couple weeks ago, picked up a really sweet table for her to like refurbish. So my wife's like super into really anything crafty. So woodworking, crafts, soap making. That's why she makes the CBD soaps. Anything that revolves around physically creating something, she's a part of, and she's awesome at it. So she saw a table and got a really good deal on this solid wood table. It was like, I'm just going to restore it. I'm going to sand it down, restain it, and re-epoxy it. I'm like, that's great. And then she offered it for me to podcast on. So I'm very, very excited because some people know, like in my inner circle, I've really just been podcasting on like in this little extra spare bedroom that we use for storage. On top of two little tray tables that are really just supposed to be like side tables for decorative chairs that we got from her aunt. That's it. That's all they are. So I use two of them because I have one that has a laptop because they're very small. So one holds the laptop, one holds the mic. Now I will have a full table, and it's a high table, so I have two stools that go with it that I can record on. And I'm really, really excited because when I have guests on that are local, I can, as soon as I start building up a more of a local following, because I have a lot of followers that are outside of Laredo, but as soon as I have more following in Laredo, I can start having more local guests on, and I really should anyways. But when I invest in more mics and more setups, that table will just be perfect for it, because then it'll be like a square table kind of setup. So that's really exciting. We're going to work on that tomorrow together and get that done and get it out of the downstairs living room into that spare bedroom. April and I both went through that room, and we've gotten rid of two more boxes. When I went through it the first time, I got through seven boxes and got rid of them. So we're slowly making progress in the purging aspect. And it just takes every step at a time. So each step that we get is just that much closer to being like, okay, we're comfortable where we're at right now. Everything is where it needs to be. Everything is consolidated. Everything is donated to where it needs to be, where it will serve a better purpose. Everything. So we're going to be working and finishing that this weekend, and hopefully, I don't know how to set it up, but I'm going to learn, and I'm going to start putting like video segments, or maybe like segments of this podcast will be more visual for YouTube and Vimeo. But we'll see. I have no idea, right? Just like from the beginning, even though this is like the 35th, 36th episode, I am still learning, and I'm still developing. I'm really excited for this Sunday's podcast because I have a band from Tennessee. They are phenomenal. They're going to be on to discuss their most recent single, a single or an LP that they're releasing this week. So either Saturday or Sunday. So I'm really, really excited to have them on and for you guys to meet them. They're super, super talented. But besides that, my wife made it home, so that means I'm going to make her a nice little Bloody Mary, and we are going to sip, sip, sip till we ZZZ. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I'm not going to do an intro and outro. This is going to be the whole podcast, so be sure to like and subscribe, comment down below, follow me at anywhere you can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all I Can't Even or I Can't Even Blog. There was one more announcement. That's right. CBD. So we just got feedback from our first customer. They love the soap and the oil. So she bought a 500 milligram bottle of CBD full spectrum, and which I believe is the Socrates oil online. And she bought one of the oils, or one of the Hypatia's lather. And she gave us the most amazing feedback. She's now been using it for, I think, almost 2 weeks now, both the oil every day and the soap. And she said with her psoriasis, the psoriasis completely is going away. She goes, I've never seen that before. So that's like that's being treated. That's getting better. And her, I think it's her son or daughter, has acne, which we all do, right? Everyone has blemishes, and it's helping with the acne. Now, one thing about CBD that people don't realize is that it is an anti-inflammatory. So it is going to help with a lot of those blemishes, and it's really going to help clean out those pores. So I use it on my face. I love it. My wife can attest to this. I have breakouts on the side of my face that happen the most because I scratch there the most and I lean on that. So it gets really, really oily. So in the mornings and at night, I try and wash it away with some of the CBD oil, and it works like a charm. So it's amazing. And she said she usually gets about 4 migraines a week. She's had none since she started using the oil. And she's like, I've been so focused on the soap, I totally forgot about like the migraines I used to get. And now I don't even get migraines. So this stuff works. I know it's not FDA approved. That doesn't really mean anything. I use so many things that aren't FDA approved. And it's just because A, they won't approve it because there's not like, I was going to sound like a conspiracy theorist, and I'm just not. It's not FDA approved, but we know it works. There's a bunch of testimonials about CBD, CBG, CBDA, all that stuff, THC. That everything has a purpose. So our government's finally getting behind that, and I wouldn't be shocked here in the next year or two where you're going to see FDA approved CBD, CBG oils. They're going to be marketed. But that's all I have to say. You can pick up your own oil, your own soap at philosapothecary.com. That's philosapothecary.com. Check it out. We are Philosophers Apothecary, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you on Sunday. My name is Brad.